Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, April 14, 2025.
Werahop House denied entry to Hong Kong. Werahop House, a member of the UK Parliament from the Liberal Democrats, faced a dramatic denial of entry to Hong Kong on April 13, 2025, while trying to visit her newborn grandson and son. This marks the first time a British lawmaker has been refused access to the territory since its handover to China in 1997. UK Foreign Minister David Lammy expressed deep worry over this incident, stating that the UK government is demanding answers from both Hong Kong and Chinese authorities. Hob House, known for her outspoken criticism of China's human rights record, received no explanation for her denial, raising serious concerns about people's rights in Hong Kong. This situation highlights growing conflicts between the UK and China, especially regarding how British officials are treated. Hob House is now the third British lawmaker to encounter such a denial in recent weeks, sparking urgent discussions about the future of civil liberties in Hong Kong and its impact on international relations.
U.S.-Saudi Nuclear Cooperation Agreement. U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright has made a groundbreaking announcement during his visit to Riyadh. The United States and Saudi Arabia are set to sign a preliminary agreement to collaborate on civil nuclear energy development. This initiative supports Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030, which aims to expand energy sources and reduce reliance on oil. Wright met with Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman to discuss energy security and regional stability. The agreement is based on U.S. law that facilitates international partnerships in nuclear projects. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has expressed concerns about nuclear proliferation, suggesting that if Iran develops nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia might pursue similar capabilities. This agreement could reshape U.S.-Saudi relations, with more details expected later this year. What could this mean for the future of energy in the region?
Iran and U.S. diplomatic talks in Oman. Iran and the United States are gearing up for a new round of talks in Oman on April 19, 2025, following a positive first meeting in Muscat. Iranian Foreign Minister Saeed Abbas Araghchi and U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff are set to discuss Iran's nuclear program and the possibility of lifting sanctions. Both sides are committed to fostering a hopeful and constructive dialogue. These talks are crucial. Will they finally bridge the gap between the two nations? The U.S. aims to stabilize the Middle East, address Iranian support for the Houthi movement in Yemen, and secure trade routes in the Red Sea. The backdrop of U.S.-Iran relations is marked by distrust, especially since the Iranian Revolution in 1979 and the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani in 2020. Oman's role as a neutral ground reflects a cautious approach to resolving these long-standing issues.
Egypt condemns airstrike on hospital in Gaza. Egypt has strongly condemned the devastating Israeli airstrike on the Al Ahli Hospital in Gaza City, calling it a serious breach of humanitarian law. The Egyptian Foreign Ministry is demanding an immediate stop to all Israeli military operations in the Gaza Strip and is urging for humanitarian aid to reach those in desperate need. The Israeli military claims the airstrike targeted a Hamas command center within the hospital. Medical staff reported that an evacuation warning was issued just before the strike, causing significant damage to critical hospital facilities. Since the conflict began on October 7, 2023, health authorities in Gaza have reported over 50,000 deaths and more than 100,000 injuries, highlighting a tragic humanitarian crisis. This incident has intensified calls for international action to protect civilians caught in the violence.
Netumbo Nandindaitwa, Namibia's historic presidency. Netumbo Nandindaitwa is about to make history as Namibia's first female president on April 13, 2025. A prominent leader in the Southwest Africa People's Organization, or SWAPO, she has been a key player since Namibia gained independence in 1990. Her presidency sparks vital discussions about reforms and the future of the party. In a recent interview, Nandindaitwa tackled urgent issues like inequality, land ownership, youth unemployment, and women's roles in politics, reflecting the high hopes the public has for her leadership. Many view her election as a turning point for women's representation in Namibian politics, inspiring future generations to engage in governance. As she prepares to take office, all eyes will be on her ability to implement meaningful changes that address the economic and social challenges facing the nation.
Jair Bolsonaro's health crisis and political implications. Jair Bolsonaro, the former president of Brazil, is currently facing a health crisis after being hospitalized on April 13, 2025, while traveling in northeastern Brazil. He suffered severe stomach pain due to an intestinal blockage, a lingering issue from a stabbing incident in September 2018. Doctors at Rio Grande Hospital in Rio Grande do Norte reported that he is stable and does not require urgent surgery, but his recovery will determine any further treatment. His family arranged for a transfer to Brasilia later that day. Bolsonaro's health challenges significantly impact his political future, as he is barred from running for office until 2030 due to a ruling that found he abused his power and raised unfounded doubts about Brazil's electronic voting system. He also faces accusations related to an alleged coup attempt following his loss in the 2022 election. These ongoing health struggles add complexity to his already divisive political legacy. What does this mean for Brazil's future?
Trump and Bukele discuss controversial deportation program. U.S. President Donald Trump will meet with Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, on April 13, 2025, at the White House. They will explore the controversial deportation program targeting alleged gang members, which has faced criticism for potential human rights violations. Trump has praised Bukele's government for accepting these deportees, viewed by the U.S. as threats to safety. Recently, Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced the deportation of 10 more individuals linked to the notorious MS-13 and Tren de Aragua gangs. Critics argue that many deportees haven't had a fair chance to contest their deportation orders, raising serious legal and ethical concerns. The case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man mistakenly deported, highlights the complexities of this issue. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that detainees must receive proper notice to challenge deportation, but it remains unclear what options are available for those already sent back to El Salvador. This meeting is significant as it reflects ongoing U.S. strategies to manage immigration and combat gang violence in Central America.
Trump's new tariffs on Chinese electronics. U.S. President Donald Trump is taking a strong stance on national security by addressing concerns over technology imports from China. On April 13, 2025, he announced that the temporary exemption for smartphones and computers from recent tariffs will soon come to an end, as a trade investigation into the semiconductor industry is in progress. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick revealed that new tariffs on essential tech products, including computer chips, will be introduced separately from existing tariffs, which have surged to 125% on Chinese goods. Investor Bill Ackman urged Trump to pause these tariffs for 3 months, suggesting a temporary cut to 10% to help U.S. businesses adjust their supply chains. Meanwhile, Senator Elizabeth Warren criticized the disorganized tariff policy, warning it could slow economic growth and increase inflation. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency has released a list of 20 product categories, including computers and chips, that are exempt from import taxes. White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro expressed concerns about China's involvement in the fentanyl supply chain while noting that the U.S. has invited China to negotiate. Trade Representative Jameson Greer mentioned that there are no current plans for Trump to discuss tariffs with Chinese President Xi Jinping, but he remains hopeful for meaningful trade agreements with other nations. Billionaire investor Ray Dalio cautioned that ongoing tariff disputes could lead the U.S. toward a recession, highlighting the urgent need for smart decision-making to prevent worsening economic conditions.
Global humanitarian crises and social movements. April 13, 2025. On April 13, 2025, the world witnessed significant humanitarian crises and social movements. In Gaza, the Israeli military ordered Palestinians to leave eastern Gaza City, raising urgent concerns about forced displacement. Meanwhile, in South Korea, couples celebrated a mass wedding at the Chongqing Peace World Center, showcasing their cultural strength. In Brasilia, Brazil, indigenous communities marched in the We Are the Answer event during the Free Earth Camp, advocating for their rights ahead of the COP30 climate conference. Heavy flooding in Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of the Congo, worsened existing humanitarian challenges, highlighting community vulnerability to climate change. In Dhaka, Bangladesh, around 100,000 people rallied in support of Palestinians, reflecting global concern for the situation in Gaza. In Caracas, Venezuela, a vigil honored political prisoners, including journalist Luis Lopez, who has been jailed for nearly a year. In Karachi, Pakistan, Afghan refugees prepared to return home, emphasizing ongoing geopolitical challenges. Mourners in Kryvyi Rih, Ukraine, gathered for the funeral of Margarita Polovinko, a Ukrainian artist and paramedic killed on the front lines, illustrating the human cost of conflict. Lastly, in Lobush, Nepal, a porter took a break on the way to Everest Base Camp, while in Bucharest, Romania, Orthodox priests participated in a Palm Sunday pilgrimage, celebrating enduring cultural traditions.
UK government blocks Chinese investment in steel sector. The UK government has taken a bold step to block Chinese investment in its steel sector, following urgent legislation passed on April 13, 2025. Business Minister Jonathan Reynolds announced that the refusal of the Chinese company Jingye Group to accept a £500 million aid package prompted this decisive action. British Steel, the last operator of blast furnaces in the UK, is losing £700,000 every day, raising serious concerns about the nation's ability to produce steel independently. If these furnaces close, the UK could struggle to manufacture steel from raw materials. Reynolds criticized previous administrations for allowing Chinese investments, highlighting ties between Jingye Group and the Chinese Communist Party. The Labour government, in power since 2024, is reevaluating its approach to China, especially in sectors deemed less sensitive to foreign investment. This intervention reflects broader worries about protecting domestic industries amid global economic challenges. What does this mean for the future of steel production in the UK?
Former Mossad officials urge end to Gaza conflict. Over 250 former officials from Israel's Mossad intelligence agency are calling for an immediate end to the conflict in the Gaza Strip and the release of Israeli hostages. This letter, reported by KenTV News, includes three former Mossad chiefs, Danny Yutom, Ephraim Halevi, and Tamir Pardo. They warn that the ongoing fighting puts both hostages and soldiers at risk, urging the Israeli government to take bold action for national security. Support for this call also comes from military aircrew members advocating for a halt to hostilities. Following the letter's release, Israeli Air Force Commander Tomer Bar dismissed reservists among the signatories, a decision backed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who labeled them an extremist fringe group. On the same day, around 200 Israeli military doctors echoed the demand to stop the fighting and bring home the hostages. Hamas took 251 hostages during its attack on southern Israel on October 7, 2023, with about 60 still held in Gaza, 24 of whom are believed to be alive. A deal to stop fighting in exchange for hostages was reached in January, but negotiations for the next phase have stalled, prompting Israel to resume military operations in Gaza.
Yoon Suk Yeol's criminal trial begins. Yoon Suk Yeol, the former president of South Korea, is set to appear in court on April 14, 2025, for the start of his criminal trial. He faces serious charges of insurrection linked to his controversial declaration of martial law on December 3, 2022, which aimed to tackle perceived threats to the state. This martial law was lifted just 6 hours later after lawmakers pushed back against military intervention, prompting the Constitutional Court to label Yoon's actions a major threat to democracy. Yoon denies all allegations, which could lead to life imprisonment or even the death penalty, although South Korea hasn't executed anyone in decades. The trial will take place at the Seoul Central District Court, where two senior military officers are expected to testify about the martial law events. As South Korea gears up for a snap election on June 3, 2025, the political climate is charged with uncertainty, revealing deep divides between conservative and liberal factions. The outcome of this trial is crucial for the future of democracy in the nation.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.